Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone has a personal agenda committed to winning. It doesn't feel that way.
This should bother you.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'll tell you what, right now.
We're flowing.
It's hard to think that the four of us will be in any better mood than we are right now. You guys got a little truncation sensation coming
on. That's got to be dope.
Jesus Jones right here, right now.
Your show's about 40 minutes longer than ours right now.
We got one coming up next.
But that's like
Charlotte.
It's a cheapie. It's a day we could have taken off Charlotte. Anyway.
Wait, you have a Charlotte game?
New Year's Eve. The Warriors play Charlotte at 11 a.m. our time.
I mean,
like the great Oakland A's days from
those are the glory days.
Were you guys listening when I gave you and Willard some major love?
I listen
to sports radio all over the country. I do. It's just, that's what I do. So I know when it's good, forget I'm here. But what y'all were talking about yesterday with pods, the fan base, and just the formula for it's never good when a player, if you're right, has that like animosity, like that's not good for business. That was provocative. That was great radio by both of you. Yes, I was in the car damn.
So like at the game on Tuesday night, you could tell, you know, and I don't, there's no resentment or even opinion to be stated here. It's just an observation that when Jonathan Kuminga was about to enter into the arena's like, oh, yeah, here he comes. And then, obviously, it was an unfortunate circumstance because Pat Spencer's being pulled out for pods, but this was kind of true. It was kind of true for opening introductions as well. Like Brandon Pajemski, just
that's fascinating to me.
It brings out like an eye roll. And even when you're watching him, like when he goes for a shot, there's kind of like, we're going to cheer if this goes in, but I'm going to be pissed if it doesn't. That's kind of the way, like, wow. And I don't think it's, I guess part of it's his fault. Part of it's his fault.
I give him some blame.
He rubs everybody the wrong way with like, I would like to be the best player who ever lived. And then he doesn't look like a basketball player. And then the part that's not his fault is he represents being Steve Kerr's pet player. That's it.
I don't put that on him, Dibs.
I mean, it's not on him, and it's not on Steve, because when he plays Brandon does the things that Steve likes. And we talked about it yesterday, where Kuminga has a way, way much higher ceiling, and I likened Kuminga, Steiny, to a six-story apartment building, and Pajemski is a ranch house. It's one floor. There's no upstairs. There's no downstairs. You get what you get. and the square footage might be the same. Like, your house is, like, it's tall. It's tall, and it's mighty, and there are different floors that are different, you know, levels, and you get up to the top, and it might not be as good as it is in the bottom, and I know the bottom is great. I've been there. I've never been to the top. Your house is Kuminga, and, you know, somebody else's house might be Pods.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It is interesting. It's so funny. We're just talking about, you know, every once in a while this comes up, the idea of, you know, post-Steph, you know, will a star come here? And I was like, I just think there's a lot of players that they're not going to want the burden after Steph of having to live up to, well, there's one guy, Pods. Pods is ready to take, Pods will take that challenge.
Let's
on.
Go, yeah.
I'll be the first to tell you. I'm the elite player who will run this town, no problem.
The thing I find interesting, like, you've been around for a while, Dibs and Willard and Goo. When I think of how many Warrior players were not liked? I don't know about you, but one guy always comes up. Mike Dunleavy.
Yeah, well, damn. Yeah.
But I don't think Pods is in his category because Dunleavy was drafted third.
He was overdrafted. That's why he was
just
not
wasn't
liked.
His, you know, he wasn't a star. He's a great role player for 15 years.
But never his verbal game. Like, you know, saying I want the keys, and there's nothing wrong but saying it out loud.
Right, it's almost like Dunleavy didn't live up to expectations, so they didn't like him. And Pods thinks he's got expectations that aren't there, and that's why...
Dunleavy is Wiseman if he would have stayed for 10 years.
Damn.
If Wiseman was here for 10 years, then Wiseman would have been Dunleavy. Because the reason why we don't feel that way about James...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I mean, Wiseman, like, oh my God, you were overdrafted and you weren't very good, but, you know, they were able to get rid of him, and then now he got hurt, and now he's not a player anymore. Yeah. But Dunleavy was here for, what, 8 years?
Yeah, probably.
Nine?
How far back are we going?
We can go as far back, right, you know.
So if your nickname is Barely Cares...
Well, that,
Joe Barry Carey.
Okay.
The fan base doesn't like it.
That's fair.
And that was real.
Well, and it's also, again, what is out of these players' control that leads to this? Where you were drafted? Out of your control. Who you were traded for?
That was a big one for
him. Out of your control. Brandon Pajemski, coach likes you and there's no one else at your position. Out of your control. What Brandon did, though, is he stepped into some things that are in his control.
And that's...
Which he says stuff.
Now, I got you.
That I think it's innocuous enough, but it rubbed people the wrong way.
And I really believe that. To me, on the Guru computer, that's 85% of you. And he's probably like, I'm just being honest, but, you know, if you're a good-looking dude, you can't just go, I know I'm good. Like that, you don't, there's no victory in
and
that.
And it's all circumstantial.
Kendrick Lamar.
What do you think that Joe Barry Carroll averaged as a Warrior in points per game?
I'm going to say 14.
Okay. Way
go
more.
North of that.
Way more.
22 a game. So we call him Joe Barely Cares. Fine. But the problem with Joe Barry Carroll is what happened and what could have happened. It could have been Parrish and McHale.
Yeah, you got traded for two of the best big men who've ever played the game.
Right. Wow. So we want to call him Joe Barely Cares. In 82-83, he played all but three games. 38 minutes a night, and he gave you 24 points a night. Is that a guy who barely cares?
Well, but what have we learned as Giants fans? Sometimes it's just the look on your face.
Man.
Brandon Belt, Brandon Crawford, you don't care.
Yeah, wow,
I'm so sick of these dead fish. They're champions.
You're making me be mad at myself.
Right? They're champions for the Giants, and we're like, God, do you care? Are you there? Like, and that was, again, we're leaving out half the audience because this was so long ago.
Yep.
But that
was
part
of it. Well, do your homework, you whippersnappers.
Yeah, but
wake up, Granny.
How many rebounds, Dibs?
Was near 10.
Yeah.
He rebounded.
How many rebounds, Dibs, with the 20?
Eight.
20 and 8. 20 and 8.
And 24 and 9. Joe barely cares. 24 and 9 for a team that stunk.
Well, that's just it.
30 and 52.
Wow.
None of this stuff ever happens if the team's winning. Y'all get that. I mean, Pods, like even last year or whatever, it didn't hit. It hit a little bit, but not the same way because his next round of comments were this offseason, and now you're 11-11, and the Kuminga contract situation in the offseason, that unfolded the way it did, and so now it gets turned up another
notch. Now, I got to do this, Willard, because you were the maestro at the summit. I remember my partners for sure. I think he was the only one. Dibs, you got to correct me. Do you feel different about this team in their future currently at 11-11? Just everything Warrior-like as you did that night? I'm a little nervous because I said Western Conference Finals could be had, and I'm a little nervous, and I don't know how where to put that energy, but this is not the start I saw. So I'm asking you, Dibs, and I know Steinie was the kind of lone wolf to where he wasn't like, I don't see it.
I think a little I'm bit a little different. Shook. I'm a little different than where I was, but where I'm also maybe different than what I hear from most people right now, I'm not as freaked out yet. But like, it's 22 games. They have not been blessed with health. You can certainly predict that that will continue, but I don't know that that's going to continue. I do know the schedule is going to get better. I didn't think they were a championship contender to begin with, so I still don't. But I also, I'm not at the spot of this season is dust.
I'm not either.
And I
either
hear that from a lot of people. Right. You know, Shasky's ready to trade anybody.
I'm almost in that line of AD.
He's ready for a whole new roster.
Wow.
And I'm like, just.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, this conversation gets real in a month. It's not.
Damn.
Like,
for
right,
sure.
Right now, like, you can't trade Kuminga now.
Gotcha.
So this is where I am with Mark. They're 11-11. I do believe they think the schedule's been tough, and I do think it's been tough. And so they're getting Melton back. They're going to have to weather this three-game road trip without Curry and maybe Butler. But, like, the only thing left now is to try to get healthy and see what happens after 4 or 5 weeks of this team playing, like, you know, with some momentum. And
the real team.
Exactly.
Right.
And then we'll figure out where we really are. But you have to let that – you must give that a chance if for no other reason than you have nothing. There's nothing to do now.
You can say it, Townie.
What?
You got to let it play out.
Yeah, well, mostly just because of a practical matter, because of Kuminga.
My God.
Well, and Kuminga and also Melton now and Seth. And so I'm most interested in the next 3 or 4 weeks of, all right, Steph comes back. You've got Seth. You've got Melton. Like, who's in, who's out?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, partly what we were talking about on our thread today. And one of the things that I put out there as a possible engagement poll today is, who do you want to see lose minutes? Buddy, Pods, Moody, or all the above?
Yeah.
Because people are going to lose minutes.
No, there's no doubt.
You would think.
Melton can make threes consistently,
which he has
in
the past.
He's going to be tough to get off the floor.
No, but I don't want to be negative, Nancy. Player. I know you got to do the thing, but tomorrow's not promised. And the reason I bring up Melton is he's facing two opponents. Health.
Well, they all are.
But real quick, remember last week this time when you jumped me, you're like, they're going to practice. And I wasn't mad that they're going to practice. But who didn't get to practice? Steph got hurt out of nowhere. Now Jimmy's hurt.
Out of
so
nowhere.
All the stuff that we think is going to manifest, sometimes, you know, father time or injuries get in the way. So I love hearing Melton. And I'm juiced. I like him.
27
they like
years
him.
Old. How good does that sound?
What, man.
27 years old.
Steph Curry's had an ankle and a thigh and a sickness. And we aren't even yet to Christmas.
And maybe that's
a good thing. Mm. We've also learned in the past that sometimes if you can just breathe through the damn injury in the regular season, it can help
save
you
some
later.
Miles on you.
It can. It certainly did the last time they won in the postseason.
But they were the 3 seed.
Of course. And I'm not comparing this to that.
Yeah.
But I there's plenty of things I can compare it to. Last year, they made the second round, right?
Yeah.
Okay, at the trade deadline, they were under 500.
2 games under.
It's December week one.
Right.
The Boston Celtics won a title by being at 500 in late January. So, like, I'm not saying they're going on a championship.
I got it.
This is a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
God, there's a lot of things that are still going to happen.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I just got to ask you three the baseball question. I got to just real quick shift to the Giants. I heard Schwarber, they might be looking into Schwarber. Could they get that bat?
No.
Oh,
like,
I mean, I
don't know if you read Andy Baggerly in The Athletic, the Extra Bags article about, you know, the Japanese pitcher that everyone wants, and he's going to be nine figures.
I got that one. They were out.
No, but they're out, and the reason why they're out is the reason why they're going to be out on Schwarber is they don't want to spend top dollar. They sold part of the team, and they want to, I don't know if they want to break even, but they don't want to spend more than they have to, and part of the article was they owe Blake Snell, I think, $24 million in deferred. They owe Bob Melvin $4 million. They paid Tennessee $3 million for their new manager, and they're paying him $3 million. So that right there is $34 million of here's money that is sunk cost.
I don't want to question Bag's reporting at all.
But you're about to.
I don't believe anything. I don't believe Schwarber, and I also don't believe we won't buy Schwarber.
Oh, I believe they won't buy Schwarber.
Here's my evidence. I remember financial constraint articles last offseason. And then they signed Willie Adames and acquired Rafael Devers.
Right.
So, like, I don't buy it. I think that this Giants ownership, one thing that they've done well in recent months is they've learned how to underpromise and overdeliver. Because they learned from the Farhan Zaidi era, whoops, we kind of slipped and fell into overpromise, underdeliver. We're in on everybody. Wow. And then they would acquire a third string catcher from Houston, and everybody got pissed. So last year, they're like, no. Like, boy, Mission Rock, okay, this is financial. And then Willie Adames, and then Rafi Devers in the middle of the night, and all of that. So the Schwarber thing, I don't believe for other reasons. I don't know.
That he would be an ad.
Where do you play him? Why would he want to come to a place as a left-handed power hitter where the power alley is 470,000
feet? He's made it look small on his visits.
Schwarber Greek?
No.
They may have. What about the Greek population out here?
Well, it's funny you say that because I actually looked it up.
Shout out Anna Kakarakis.
Did you really?
I looked it up. And
Schwarberakis?
You were talking about the Greek population, and you talked about Anna Kakarakis. Back when we used to do updates, she was doing updates on the morning show. Anna is phenomenal, and she's a powerhouse in the Greek community. But the number one Greek community in the U.S. is New York.
New York, yeah.
And California's 2, and then Illinois is 3. So, I mean, if you are, and if you're the Greek freak, and I think it's Astoria, New York, which I don't know how close that is to New York City, but if you're the Greek freak, you're probably not thinking Milwaukee, but I don't even know how much that matters.
Greek population.
Yeah. They were talking about it.
He's
going to
bring his whole family with him on the roster anyway. He doesn't need Greek population.
Are you concerned about his calf issue? This ain't the first time. Like, he might be out a month.
There's another thing I don't believe. I mean, after Shams.
That looked weird.
Shams Faker?
Shams is like, they're going to meet about his future. And he's like, I'm hurt.
Did you see him fall? It didn't look natural,
man. I don't know. I'm just in a cynical mood.
Hey, Ali, we need you to take a dive. That's how that looked.
Yeah, interesting time.
Willard's calling him a faker.
Who is?
Willard calling Giannis a phony.
I'm with you without saying it.
Put your name on it.
I love Giannis, but there's a little thing that bothers me about him. It sticks in my craw a little bit. How can you tell me that you're all about winning, but then you demand that you waste roster spots on brothers who don't play? I don't get that.
I mean, whatever. Waste roster spots.
Dude, you make $60 million a year. Buy him the place next door and bring him with you. He doesn't need to be on the roster.
And he makes a lot of noise. What's his name? Tenatis?
That's so weird to me.
What's his first name?
Damian Lee can be a Warrior, and we're okay with it.
No, but that's Damian Lee went on to a – like, he's an NBA player. He's held down a job since leaving Steph.
Kind of.
You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like, LeBron is the only other person, and that's for a completely different deal, who has essentially strong-armed organizations into bringing the family to roster spots.
Man.
And that became an international incident. Yeah. Giannis has done it his whole career, and nobody says a word.
The idea of you saying holding down roster spots is a little bit dramatic to me.
Why?
Because Jackson Rowe has held down a roster spot.
Not anymore.
Right. And, I mean, you've got other Warriors
but that
means that there are people on NBA teams who just sit there. Whether or not their name is Antetokounmpo or Smith.
But nobody strong-armed them into doing that.
You don't know he strong-armed them. It could be a coincidence that he happens to have the same name.
I mean, he has all but admitted it. And I just think it's a weird dynamic that I've never
last
seen.
Last year they had him off the team, but he would come to the games and sit in the first row.
Can you imagine?
And now he got his jersey.
If this happened somewhere else, name the person and name the sport who's just like, by the way, my brother comes too, or I'm not here. And what would we say about that? I've never heard of this.
Yeah, you mentioned it. It was Bronny James. And
well, right,
yes.
But that's his son, and that became very widely discussed. Guru hasn't been able to let that go for a year and a half.
Here's a good one.
What do you got?
Remember, there's a great one. For the boxer and Gerson, okay. Work injury
love
attorneys.
Thank you, listeners.
Remember laughing. Jack Haley?
Yep.
I worked with Jack Haley. Jack Haley.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Jack
that's
Haley and
one.
Fox down in L.A. Yeah.
Because, like, he was Rodman's guy, right?
Yeah. But he's not.
Waving a towel.
But he's not his brother. Like,
yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter.
What if Seth couldn't shoot and he was only on the Warriors because Steph was like, I'm the big dog and I got a little brother and I would like him to be with me because he's my friend. What would we say about that? Especially when you're losing, the Bucks suck.
But with Steph, we'd say, I get it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We would.
No, I mean, like,
you're right.
I'm not saying
right.
I don't get it with Giannis. I'm saying, it doesn't bother me that much.
I
guess.
To me, that's been worthy of a Stephen A. Smith rant somewhere along the road. And Giannis is a good dude with a great rep.
Yeah.
And so nobody says anything. But that's a weird deal.
I look at the brother all the time.
It's a weird deal.
Why don't I get mad at him?
What if Sam Durant was the 12th guy on the Rockets?
Yeah, boy.
He,
and
you
were just like,
him.
I'm not coming unless Sam. Is like, what would we say?
Thanasis has been a Buck for 6 years, and he's done a lot of things.
6 years?
He's played...
How many games has he played?
205.
And how many minutes?
Total?
206?
That's actually pretty funny.
I mean, what
he's
are we
averaging
doing?
About 5 minutes a game.
Right, and it's all garbage time. Mm. Has he ever played?
Somebody needs to play garbage
in time. In 2022, he had a big year. He scored 171 points in 48 games.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
More than you've scored in your career.
This is true.
That's right.
Even my high school
and
career.
And let's not
That's
even
true.
Pretend that Nepo Nation.
Oh, of course it happens.
I mean, yeah, exactly. It
but
happens
can,
everywhere.
Can you give me a comp in
yeah,
any sport
can,
where someone
Dom DiMaggio
strong arms their brother
on
the roster?
Someone saying, like, Not quite the brother, but someone saying, well, that's what Steph does with Draymond.
Okay. I mean.
He's headed to the Hall.
Yeah, guy's holding the Hall of Fame.
Yep. Yep.
And it's because of Steph, but I get it. I get
Stand
it.
Stand on it.
I think we just did.
Does anybody feel bad for Chris Paul that they did it on the road?
Hey, Chris Paul.
Tell him.
Yeah.
Speak
oh,
on.
Oh, no. I wouldn't
Speak
be shocked either way.
I was listening earlier when you got the Draymond sound and this great.
It is
just
great.
Phenomenal.
Here, yeah.
No, but you guys and you guys
I
were phenomenal
it.
With it. Chris Paul, it's incredible. You could argue that he's the best player in the history of that organization.
Okay.
You could argue that.
No doubt.
He was the most important player at their best moment. They're not a good organization. And they just dumped him. I know it's a new coach and a new ownership and all that, but they just dumped him in the middle of the night on a Tuesday across the country. It's so unceremonious. But at the same time, I'm telling you, for years, and it's never been – Chris Paul is every bit as tough on his teammates as Kobe was and then
that,
some.
That I totally believe.
He is so – like, Chris makes dudes cry.
Yeah.
And did for years. And that Lob City thing broke apart because the likes of Blake Griffin and others are like – that's the biggest bleep hole I've ever met.
And Ty, lose a respected coach. You're not talking to him. Just like, whoa.
You're not at a position anymore in your career where you cannot talk to the coach.
That's where
right.
it's at.
Like, you're not good
that's
anymore.
That's what blew me away.
Yeah.
All right. I don't have to apologize at all for anything because you guys are almost out of here.
We're going
to
follow you out the door.
That's okay. Right. Well, yeah. Warriors, Sixers.
4 o'clock. We should get Jimmy Butler news real soon.
Oh,
I
he's
would
out.
Think.
He's out.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, I missed that while we were in a meeting.
And do we
Curry
get your Thursday
and
night
Butler
pick?
Out? Kuminga questionable. Right. Horford questionable. And
what happened to the number? Because it was 3.5, right?
Yeah.
What happened with the number when Butler got announced?
Not
now?
Sure.
I hadn't checked.
We got a number update. Warriors 7-point underdog
they should
now.
Be able to win this
Only
game
one more
though.
Point. All right. Evan says it's now down to 4 and a hook.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we'll see you guys tomorrow on 95.7. Hey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah! I'm laughing because the first text that I just sat down, so when I move into this chair, I can't see the text line until we get over here. So Steiny leaves.
Yeah, I can't see it over here.
Yeah, so I'm sitting down and 925 says, Giannis gets an extra step for each family member on the roster.
Oh, not bad.
That's why he never gets called for traveling. I found that to be amusing.
Yeah.
It's amusing.
And you talk about a roster spot. I mean, any team has roster spots of guys who actually kind of don't play. And if it's Thanasis, or I think Alex is actually on a two-way contract, so he's, I guess, the Milwaukee Bucks version of Pat Spencer.
It's not a big deal. That's why I said, it's a little thing. It's an observation that I think is funny, and I think it would bother us if it were other people. In fact, the closest comp is LeBron, and it bothered a lot of people.
Right. But at least, at least he's young and he plays. Like, you can think of what you want about Bronny, but he's a guy who's actually quietly getting a little bit better. And you can think of what you want, but
I do.
The reality is that, you know, he went to the G League and he played pretty well and he came back and he's actually playing better. He at least plays basketball. Thanasis and Alex Antetokounmpo, they don't play. So, yeah.
Come on. What if the Niners' backup quarterback was Bill Purdy? And he sucked.
Yeah.
But
he has a younger brother who's a quarterback,
I believe,
at Nevada Reno.
That doesn't.
We call
could
it
be
just
right.
Nevada now.
Yeah,
Chubba Purdy.
Yep.
Yeah. He throws a lot of picks too, doesn't he? I think
throws
he does.
A lot of picks.
Yeah.
I know he's not as good as Brock. I don't know.
Okay.
Yep.
Anyway, hi everybody. 888-957-9570. If you want to get in on anything, you better do it soon. Warriors Live is in 45 minutes. And Dub Nation, let's get engaged before every game. You vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. It's brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. All right, been some movement, obviously, around the league in the Giannis trade conversation. So let's have some fun with it. Here's today's poll question. If it were to cost the Warriors four future unprotected first-round picks in order to get Giannis, would you do it? Yes or no? Vote on Twitter, 95.7 The Game's page. We'll share the results with you later in the hour, sort of like Dibs's pick. We're also going to share that a little bit later in the hour. Yep. Lions and Cowboys in a game that should have the 49ers' attention.
It should. I mean, it doesn't have to, but it's going to be a fun, interesting one. And it's kind of an elimination game for Dallas, I think. And Detroit is maybe thinking still that they can win the division. But, yeah, it's kind of a playoff game for both. Not really, but you look at, I mean, Detroit more so than Dallas because Dallas has that beautiful tie that they have working for them. But Detroit, if they lose, what, they're 7-6?
This would be, I think, is this loss number 6 for either one of them?
Right.
Whoever loses tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's bad when you try to be 11-6 to make the playoffs. So we'll have the pick later for you. But in answer to your poll, no. It's a no on Giannis. No. Like, 4 first-round picks, even 3, whatever it is, it's not worth it because if you do that, Giannis can come here and say, cool, I'll let you know in half a year if I want to stay or not. And he can bounce, and if he leaves...
Well, you wouldn't acquire somebody if you didn't have the assurances of an extension.
Right.
Flat out.
Even at that, so you give him, I don't know, 5 years and $400 million, which is probably what it would be, you know, an average of 75, whatever it would
for
be.
For sure it would be
a
that.
Year.
Yeah.
And, okay, in the short term, that would hamstring you from being able to add around he and Steph. And in the long term, it's going to be Giannis and who knows what.
Look,
I'm out.
So am I. And it's a fun conversation to have. And you can't fully poo-poo it because it's Giannis Antetokounmpo. And so I totally get that. But there's two things to me to discuss here. And both of them are kind of maybe unfortunate realities for the Golden State Warriors. Look, here's the first one. We wanted to bring this back, and Grandy, Lucas, thank you for tracking this down.
It was me.
Grandy, thank you for tracking this down.
You're welcome.
This was all the way back in May, earlier this year, okay? And it was on our buddy Tom Tolbert's YouTube show. Steve Kerr joined Tom, and they're getting into a conversation because they're on the back end of the trade deadline, and obviously the Warriors had acquired Jimmy Butler, and that deal only involved one pick. And it was an in-the-moment pick, not all of the future assets in the post-Steph Curry era, which is coming. And we wanted to replay this for you because as fun as all of these conversations are, and so far today on the station, you got Joe Shasky and Daryl the Guru Johnson, and they are chips in the middle of the table. It's time to get Giannis or anyone else for that matter. It's a reboot. This isn't working. Here's the reality of the situation brought to you by the head coach of the team, Steve Kerr. Listen closely to what he said in May earlier this year.
I think the Jimmy trade was a clear indication that we're going for it the next couple of years. You know, they gave Jimmy the extension. His contract lines up with Draymond's and Steph's. They each have 2 years remaining. Jimmy is one of the best players in the league. We instantly became one of the best teams in the league when he got here. Yeah, we're going for it these next 2 years. We're not in a position because, you know, Steph's 37, Jimmy 36, Draymond 35. And it's not my job, it's Mike's job to determine all this stuff. But can you imagine trading away your next like 7 drafts, you know, with a team of, you know, built around 3 guys who were 36, 37? Like, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, right? So I think what we're doing makes sense. Like, we got Jimmy. I think finding, you know, another cornerstone next to Steph for these last couple of years was crucial. That's the hard part. And these last couple of years have shown that, you know, it's been really hard, you know, after we won our title in 22. Last couple of years have been tough. We needed somebody like Jimmy. Well, we got him now. He's still really good. I think we're set up to go for it the next 2 years, but you don't give up, you know, 4 firsts and 3 swaps and not when your guys are 37. So
yeah,
I think that's how we're operating. That's how Mike is operating. I think he's fantastic at his job. And my job is to, you know, coach the team and see what we can do.
Grandy, thank you for finding that. That is the most important sound clip that anybody who roots for the Warriors will hear today. He twice in a minute and 20 seconds literally scoffed and laughed at the idea of sending out all of your future assets when all of your good players have had their 35th birthday. It's lunacy.
Right.
Beyond lunacy to operate that way if you're a business. I understand all of our emotions. I understand how great Giannis is. I understand the desire we all have to have a new great player who's younger in the building. But the bottom line is, like, if you want to know what Giannis by himself on a team looks like, just go look at the Bucks record now. It guarantees you nothing. So to acquire Giannis and give up your entire future when Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond have all had their 35th birthday, like, the mere idea of it made Steve and Tom Tolbert laugh. You can't operate that way. You would be dead for 15 years, in my opinion, as great as Giannis is.
Probably not 15, but you'd be
at
dead for,
10.
I mean, 4 to 6, depending on how long you had to wait to bring in somebody else alongside of him. But even if you did that, and yeah, you had Steph and Giannis for whatever, 2 years, and Giannis re-signs, fine. Jimmy's gone. Draymond's gone. You have no picks. And what are you left with? I mean, Kuminga at that point, I'm sure would be gone.
Be in the trade.
He might be in the trade. I don't know who else would be in the trade, by the way. If you want to bring in Giannis, if it's not Jimmy for Giannis, who actually that's a salary match, then it's going to be Draymond and Kuminga and somebody else and all your picks.
Right.
And so, yeah, when you get 2 years down the road, even if Giannis is here and Steph is 40, now it's Giannis, no picks, and Pods and Pat and Gee and Will and Quentin, and you're going to be bad. And when you're bad, you're not going to have the picks you need to go ahead and get good again anytime soon.
Like, literally, can you imagine the trade conversation that you have with Giannis's agent? By the way, not only would we love for you to come here, Giannis, but you don't ever come out of the game. 48 minutes every night. Because the rest of this roster is trash.
And in 2 years,
absolute trash.
In 2 years, the best player we've ever had is gone.
He's gone too.
Draymond's gone. And well, we already traded Jimmy. And so it's going to be you and guys who are going to have to wear a name tag. So we're going to need you to go for 40 and 20 a night
who are you?
We can lose by 10.
Oh, don't forget Giannis's brothers will actually be the sixth and seventh man.
But at least they can finally eat.
Wow.
So maybe that's a selling point.
So here's the other. Really, this is the gut punch to me, is while I'm listening to everybody talk about this, I'm starting to ask myself this question. And this, I want to ask you this. We would love to ask all of you, the listeners, this. 888-957-9570. Do you think there's a gap between how we view the Warriors and how the rest of the league and the rest of the country view the Warriors? I certainly don't want to get into the whole stupid thing that happened a couple years ago about whether or not the Bay Area is an attractive place and players don't want to come here because
the homeless, the
tenderloin,
trash.
And yeah. Oh my God, that was to me ridiculous from the beginning.
Okay,
but let's just talk about it in terms of the Warrior brand, which I think is headed for a crash course with a real, real interesting concept. What is the actual brand?
Well, you can sum it up in one word.
Is it the Warriors or is it the Curry brand?
It's Curry.
Okay.
It's
so
Curry.
This concept of Giannis would want to come here. I don't know about you, dude. I'm having a real hard time believing it. Real. I know him and Steph look like friends, but Giannis's next move is for the rest of his career, which is going to severely outlast the rest of Steph's career. And I'm having a real hard time believing for one hot second that Giannis would want to come here. And that is actually the thing that makes this preventative. Not the salary, not the assets. It's the fact that Giannis is going to have to want to go wherever he goes, and I do not believe it would be here.
Well, I don't know the man, and I'm pretty sure you don't either, so I don't know what Giannis actually wants for the back half of his career. Maybe it is come to the Bay and live by the ocean and, you know, be the dude here for Joe Lacob and make a lot of money and, you know, see what you can do on your own. That might be the thing, but we remember last offseason where the report was, yeah, New York. New York is where he wanted to be,
yep.
And New York does have the single largest population of Greek people in the U.S. Whether or not that matters, I'm only pointing it out because Steiny and Guru did a thing on it, and I looked it up when I was actually stopped heading into work, and I was like, oh my God, it's New York. And Giannis already said he, you know, fancies going to New York, so He's been in Milwaukee, and it's been great, and you've been a big fish in a small pond. And do you want to go to L.A. and play with LeBron and Luka? Well, LeBron will be gone, but you go to New York and the Big Apple? I don't know what he really wants to do, but I do know this. One, Joe Lacob is going to go big game hunting. Fine, yep. And that's great. He's allowed to go big game hunting. It doesn't mean you're going to catch some big game. And the other piece of it is, when Steph is gone, the Warrior brand is, it's still very good. Joe Lacob is amazing.
No doubt.
The arena is top shelf. And even if they go 30-52 year after year, the Warrior brand is still a good brand. But if you're a player of Giannis's ilk and you're looking at, you know what, I want to win number two, number three, number four, this is not the place you'd look at. It just isn't.
I mean,
post-Steph, this is not a place where you would look at. If you're a Giannis Antetokounmpo, you would look here and go, you know what? They're a Giannis away from winning the chip.
I don't know if the rest of the league thinks that even about right now. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, I mean, that's interesting.
I don't think the rest of the league sees the Warriors as dangerous as we think they are.
But if you could trade Kuminga and Draymond and whatever picks, fine. So if it was Jimmy, Steph, and Giannis...
They're still old.
Right now.
They're still old.
He's not.
Nope.
But
he's looking for teammates.
Right.
And I still...
I do think this year, in a vacuum this year,
okay,
they become, like, that's a dangerous team. What,
Giannis, Butler, and Steph would be favored or underdogs against the Thunder?
Well, everyone's underdogs against the Thunder.
Okay, if Giannis doesn't change that,
even
then,
the team in Space Jam.
We're sponsored by Surfside.
The Monstars.
Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Dubs with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, 0 bubbles. Easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Got to be 21. Please drink responsibly. The pick is around the corner. Warriors Live is a half hour away. We would love to hear from you. 888-957-9570. Do you think that the rest of the league sees the Warriors the same way we see the Warriors here in the Bay? 888-957-9570. We got a half hour for your calls. Let's do that right now on Willard and Dibs.
Go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
To the hoop, you know, go to the rack.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, so we should update, as we're now 90 minutes from tip. We should update the Warriors injury report as people are getting in and out of their cars and doing their thing around town. Yeah. You already knew that.
On town.
Steph Curry is going to miss the trip. Jimmy Butler with his left knee soreness is out tonight. And then the remainder is that Jonathan Kuminga is questionable. Al Horford is questionable. Quentin Post and Trace Jackson Davis are ready to go, and D'Anthony Melton is not on the list. So also...
He's in.
He's in.
Yep.
So That's your Warriors tonight, underdogs at Philadelphia.
Right, and Jimmy Butler back to Philly where he played out with knee soreness and Steph Curry not on the trip. And, man, Al Horford, boy.
Better fill it up.
Well, and I said it back in the summer, like, everybody who is like, yeah, well, Al Horford, once he comes in, you look at his year last year, it was a big step down, yeah. And now the dude can't stay healthy. So an old team with old guys who can't play on the regular, okay.
Yeah, I get it. The dauber is down for everybody right now, and with good reason. You know, it's hard to find optimism, you know, looking through the tunnel or the trees or whatever is ahead. You're a 500 team. 500 teams drive people nuts in sports. That's just a fact. Take a look at the Giants the last 3 years.
I mean, God.
It drives people nuts. 500 teams are almost harder to watch than a team that's either tanking or just is terrible, because if the team's terrible, you never get your hopes up, you never get your expectations up, and you often understand what the organization's doing. They're in a process. Yeah. They're rebuilding, they're getting picks, they're doing whatever they're doing. A 500 team tells its fans, oh, we're trying to win, but then they don't enough, and it drives you batty.
And I'm thinking about the last time we had a team in the Bay Area in the Big Three that was just flat bad. Like last year, the Niners, 6-11, they weren't bad. They were like kind of in it.
It was a weird thing.
They went to Green Bay. They went to Buffalo. Loss. Okay, now you need to win. And they kept losing. Fine. But they were never like, oh my God, you're terrible. And I think you'd have to go back to either the second to last Bochy year.
Yeah. Well, even the last Bochy year was
oh boy.
Farhan's first year, Bochy's last year. Trying to remember how many, boy, they lost. If they didn't lose 90 games.
They lose 100. No. I think they lost 90.
It was damn near 90 if it wasn't right. 90.
And before that, I mean, you go back to the Warriors when they had the year where Steph broke his hand and Draymond didn't play and they went 15-50. I think that was the pandemic year. But that's now been more than 5 years since we've had a year where a team has been just straight up flat bad. Like you said, the Giants, 3 years of mediocre. Yeah. They had 107 and then 3 years of like, yawn 500 ball, and then you know the Niners have at least been, you know, last year was last year, but going into last year and halfway through last year, they still were kind of in it ish.
You guys forget about my last 3 years, didn't you?
Well, they were bad.
Bochy's last 3 years
in losses. This is 18, 19, and 20, right?
No, 17, 18, 19.
Okay, thank you.
Kapler takes over in 2020.
I turned it around immediately.
I came in and we only had to play 60 games because of my efficiency. Boch in 17, 98 losses. Followed by 89 losses.
It's a bounce back.
Followed by 85.
I'm getting better.
Oof. Oof. Those are the last 3 years for Boch.
And if you take out the 107 win year, the last like 8 years have been almost dead flat on the number 500 or slightly below.
Yeah. So 2020, 29 and 31. Then they, then the big year, 107 wins, but then 81 and 81,
yep.
79 and 83, 80 and 82, 81 and 81. And they are infuriating.
And that's, I think, your better point in all of this is yes, when you're mediocre, it's almost more maddening than if you're terrible. If you're terrible, we can at least get mad. When you're 81 and 81, you get excited.
You keep teasing us.
Well, and last year, like, right. Oh my God, how are they doing it? And then before that, it's like, they've scored 30 runs in 2 weeks, and yet they're still winning games. Yep. Infuriating.
Yeah, 500 sports kills you. It's awful. It is awful.
Well, look at this Warrior team. Like, okay, Philly tonight, no Jimmy, no Steph. If they lose, you can say, all right, I mean, it makes sense. And then you'll probably win the next game, and then maybe win the game after that. Right. And you know, now you're back a game above 500. And I mean, this season looks to be like a 44-38. Sorry, Grandy, or a 42-40. Maybe they go 49-33. Who knows?
You know any Cowboy fans?
I know one very well. Yeah,
they've been happy with the team the last few years.
Of the last few weeks.
Yeah, well, last few weeks. But if they lose tonight, how's it going to sound at 6-6-1?
not as good as 7-5-1, having won four in a row.
Going to absolutely drive you.
Shut up! And right. Football is a little different because
they're like out there trying to fire the owner for crying out
well,
loud.
Well, we talked about parity. So, like, if Dallas wins tonight,
and I am scared.
And the pick is in. Like, a win tonight makes Cowboy fan feel a lot different than a loss.
Oh, God.
And same thing with a Lion fan.
If you 3 weeks in a row, if the Cowboys win tonight, that is a 3 week stretch of a 21 point come from behind win over Philly. Beating the Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day, followed by going into Detroit and winning a game, that's a hell of a, yes, that would be strut time.
Yep.
That would be strut time. And then I will leave my analysis of that game until later.
Yep.
Because Dibs has a pick to make in about 12 minutes. All right. Hey, real quick, this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, that's next week, obviously, we're giving away three Warriors jerseys. Here, I have them sitting right here. So, YouTubers, check out these. Y'all are starting to get to know these jerseys. These are the kind of like brown and tan, the chocolate, milk chocolate Warrior jerseys.
Hold it up. Which one is that?
This is Curry.
Curry!
This is Curry. That's a 30 burger right
there.
That's
the Cocoa Curry.
Yeah. Exactly.
Cocoa Curious.
We're not surprised that these jerseys have become real popular real fast. They look real nice. So anyway, next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're giving away three Warrior jerseys. They are the town jerseys that debuted on November 24th against the Jazz. Curry, Draymond, Butler. We got one of each, and they're up for grabs, and one of them could be yours. Listen for your chance Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. If you want details on how that's all going to play out, go to 957thegame.com. All right. It's just something that is sort of in my belly, and it's not just this time. I know that Shams had the whole thing about Giannis yesterday, and anytime there is a big name in the NBA and they're going upstairs to have a talk with the boss about their future, and whether that's Giannis or whether it's the Mavericks stink and they're going to move on from Anthony Davis, or the 18th time that Joel Embiid and the Sixers are having this conversation, whatever it is, if you have a pulse and an NBA team, you immediately start thinking about that player on your team. So I'm not here to throw water on any idea of Giannis coming, because like you said, I'm not in his head. Like, we get to Greg Cosell this one. I'm not in Giannis's head. I don't know what he wants.
Uh-huh.
But I would be really surprised if what he wants is here. And my number one reason for saying that is, like, yeah, you've got a great relationship with Steph, but if anybody out there thinks that a current NBA star in his prime is looking at the landscape of the league and thinking to himself, okay, where can I pair up and win? If you think that's here, you're a fan. You are a fan, and I'm a fan, but even I don't think that. This is not... what I would pick if I were 30, 31 years old, and I'm thinking, all right, where am I going to boogie for the next 6-7 years of my career? Where can I make this happen? I would not circle the Warriors.
Well, you could talk about where would you circle, but let's look at the teams that you might circle that aren't going to be in the Giannis business. Like, you would circle OKC. Well, OKC's not going to break up what they have to bring you in. And you could circle Minnesota, and I think you could look at that and say the same thing. They probably won't break up what they have. So you can go team by team and look at the teams that look to be on the cusp of being really great, whether it's the Lakers, like Luka and LeBron. You're not going to part with either one of them, so they're off the table. And so as you go through it, you're looking at not only this year, but 6 or 7 years down the road, sure. And if you're looking at the Warriors, you're thinking about this as a now, because if the Warriors were to make this happen, they'd have to gut their future draft picks. And so if you're Giannis, you're thinking, all right, it's this year and or next year, and then probably that might be it.
But even that, Dibs.
But even that.
Even that.
No, even that is that to me is more appetizing than what you have in Milwaukee.
Yes. Yes, I'll give you that. Milwaukee's terrible.
So if it's Steph, Draymond, and Giannis and JK, or it's Steph, Jimmy, and Giannis, no Draymond, no JK, like, you would feel like you've at least got a shot. You got a shot.
You would feel like, I don't think that somebody in his position is going to go to the agent and to management and say, I would like out, and what I would like you to do for me is, you know, give me a shot over the next 18 months.
Send me to Washington.
That's not where, no. You want teams that I would actually be interested in if I were Giannis, and my only, and again, I'm not in his head, but if my thought is, how do I win? How do I pair up? You want to know the names that come through my mind? Cade Cunningham comes through my mind. Victor Wembanyama comes through my mind. And maybe Jalen Brunson and a bevy of very good B-plus players in New York, like Karl Anthony Towns would be a part of the deal. That's where I'm thinking I could go, I could win, and it would last for a while. It would last for more than 18 months. Why would I join people who are 37 and 38 years old? I don't care what their name is. I know he's the most wonderful thing we've ever seen. But I think that we see it through the glasses that we have, and I understand that.
Yeah, but you also have to see it through the ESPN trade machine. And so if you want to go to Detroit, Tobias Harris makes 26, Duncan Robinson makes 16, Isaiah Stewart makes 15. All right, now you're getting close.
And all your picks.
And all your picks. So those three guys in Milwaukee's thinking, maybe, and probably not in all your picks.
Remember, Milwaukee does not have the power here. This is the NBA.
Milwaukee has time. They've got the clock.
Not necessarily.
They don't have to do it now. They could do it in the offseason.
They could.
They could do it at next year's trade deadline. And by the way, right now, Giannis is damaged goods.
Very temporarily. And I don't even know.
Calves are tricky.
Yeah, who knows? This could be a Juwan Jennings calf. Okay, it very
he
much
was
could
pretty
be
banged up.
Oh, I'm sure it's.
I take
awful
him at his word.
Yeah, and I don't. So
I believe wide receivers.
Anyway, do you think Juwan Jennings was telling the whole truth?
I don't know. I don't know Juwan.
Yeah,
so
neither do I. But I don't. Anyway, I guess my point is if I'm Giannis and I'm looking at this whole thing, I'm in control. Anthony Davis got to the Lakers because he told New Orleans at the time, we're going to the Lakers. That's what we're doing. Now, sometimes, depending on the star you are and where you are in your career, like, for instance, Dame Lillard, you waited too long. Dame Lillard finally asked out when he was not kind of at his highest power. So when he goes, send me to Miami, they're like, well, all we heard was the letter M. So now you're in Wisconsin. We're going to go to Milwaukee, not Miami. And they had a little bit of juice in this whole thing. Milwaukee will have no juice. Nobody acquires Giannis unless an extension is signed. And Giannis can simply say, that's the team where I will sign an extension. And if you don't deal me, then you get left with nothing, and I will not help your rebuild when the time comes. He is going to have all of the juice.
Eventually.
So Giannis
but
goes.
Not yet.
Well, that's fine, but I don't know how waiting helps you.
You wait, and he doesn't play, and then now you are at the top of the lottery because you stink. And
yeah,
I mean, if he has a calf,
anyway.
I mean, you're 10-13 right now. You're very much in the mix in the East, like everyone is.
I don't know if I'd call him in the mix. Like they're
well,
hanging
everyone
on.
In the East is in the mix.
Yeah, they're hanging on to the bottom of the play-in tournament in a bad conference.
Right, and if he doesn't want to play, if his calf lingers, and if it flares up, then you have the opportunity to wait. And, you know, use lottery picks and then go ahead and, you know, try again next year or try in the offseason.
No, I get
You're not under the gun because he has one more year under contract.
I know, but you know that this is not usually the way it works. When you've got franchise legends and they can start really messing with things, like don't make the mistake of thinking that if Milwaukee waits, that Giannis will necessarily just sit there and make that comfortable if that's not what he wants. He's got Shams. He's got social media.
He's never shown himself to be that guy.
No, he hasn't. But challenge him. Go ahead and don't do what he's asking you to do, and let's see what happens. And I just don't think that the Bucks will do that. Like, I don't think they've cowered to this guy at every single stage. Dame Lillard, Miles Turner, and beyond. And like, that's what usually happens when an NBA star starts to buck. Like, it's very rare that the Miami Heat situation will happen where they're like, oh, you're not happy, go home. But that's Pat Riley, and there aren't really any Pat Rileys out there anymore.
Not in Milwaukee.
Not in
certainly.
Milwaukee. So if he says, get me to the Spurs, well, then 2 minutes later, the Bucks are going to call the Spurs.
Right, right. I mean, it's easy to make that call, but then you look at San Antonio's roster and you think, okay, what can the Spurs part with that they want to part with that's going to actually match the money? And that's where it becomes tougher than,
yeah, it's always
tough. I want to
sure.
be a Knick. Okay, well, the Knicks have the kitty cat making 53. They like him. They've got Ananobi making 40. They like him. They got Brunson making 35. Oh. They like him. They got Bridges making 25. They like him.
Yeah, but you give someone you like up, Cat's in that deal for sure.
I mean, if
Cat's
you're Milwaukee, you don't want Cat.
If you're Milwaukee, the only damn thing you can hope for here is picks.
You want an expiring contract. You don't want Cat for 57 and then a player op for 61.
Sure you do. That's only a couple years. This is not going to be a quick fix in Milwaukee. Like, I mean, the player matching in a situation like this is kind of whatever. Like, you're going to have somebody to match, and then the only thing you can hope for is either, and maybe both if you're lucky, which is a pick haul, and then... is there a young player who could develop? You know what I mean? And that's why if the Warriors were going to do it, absolutely, rather than Jimmy Butler, they would say, give me Draymond and Kuminga. For sure they would. Not because they want Draymond. They want Kuminga. Like, give me the young asset
yep.
that might pop. Give me all of your picks. Jimmy Butler does us nothing, and it covers all the salary. So that's for sure what they would do. And is there a throw-in? Can I have Pods? Can I have Moody? That would all happen. So, I mean, think about when I think it was the Hornets at the time, when they sent out Anthony Davis. They wanted Brandon Ingram and Julius Randle, and they got all of these people. Now, none of them ever really did much there, but, like, that's the ideal, and then you hope that it can develop, like, you can be good while those players are still there. Didn't work for New Orleans.
Right.
But
and you're,
they
if
were
you're going to
okay.
trade with a good team, you're anticipating that the picks you get back are not going to be lottery picks. So I understand that you want to accommodate Giannis, but as an organization, it's up to you to make a trade that's actually going to help you. When you get picks back, you're going to get picks from a team that's not very good.
Right, but...
and Giannis doesn't have a no trade.
No, but the thought is that anybody that Giannis joins is going to get better. So, like,
right.
that pick is automatically going to get worse.
But if you send him to New York, and New York's already going to be a top 8 team,
yeah.
and now they're a top 4 team,
top
so
four,
now you're
sure.
picking 28th?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of getting a pick? And you're giving Giannis to a team that's going to be good for 7 years, so now you get 7 years worth of staggered picks.
Again.
And they're all
going to
be bottom of the first round?
That's you don't have a choice.
You do have a choice.
I don't
and
think
this
you
is
do.
Where,
I don't think
yeah,
you
this
do.
This is where you and I differ.
Well,
we
how?
Disagree.
You're just going to keep Giannis and get
You've
nothing?
You've got time. You've got time on your side.
Yeah,
Giannis is under contract this year and next year, and he hasn't bucked. We've seen one report of...
pun intended?
Yeah,
okay.
pun intended.
All right, thank you.
And in the offseason, it was, you know, I want to go to New York. That's the only place I would go. Okay, fine. And then now we have a Shams report,
yeah,
and now Milwaukee's going to tremble and panic.
No, it's a pre-buck, and whatever's going on behind the scenes is a hell of a lot more than what's going on Twitter.
Right, and now we have a calf injury, so now you can't trade a guy who's injured.
Well,
or
is the calf injury a little message?
Well, I mean, the message is I'm a hurt player. So,
well, the message
I mean,
might
go
be
ahead and get less back for me because I'm too injured.
That message might be I'm not playing for you anymore.
Oh, the message actually might be, oh boy, it's a calf. My Achilles could be one jumper away from exploding.
Yeah, it could be.
Yep.
It could be.
So if I'm the Bucks, I'm in no rush.
Engagement is everything on the court and in life. Vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. Before every game, presented by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler. So, as we've been asking, a little movement in the Giannis talk. So, if it were to cost the Warriors 4 first-round picks to get him, would you do it? 80.7% say yes, which is not surprising.
Well, I mean, and the question
trades
is...
trades are hard.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't talk about, like, what it would cost and what it would mean.
I don't even think it matters. I don't care who the players are.
Well, it actually does matter to me, but that's fine.
No, but I think you and I actually agree here. I don't trade 4 first-round picks
right.
from a team whose stars are 37 years old.
I put the poll on YouTube as well. It's tracking 61% yes, 39%
What's up,
no.
YouTube? Y'all are smart today. Look at, not all of you, but 4/10 of you are smart. Look at you smarty pantses. You want to get smarter? Better listen to Dibs' pick.
All right, give me a sec. Hold on. You caught me off guard.
Better get ready to fade to Denver. There you go. All right, here we go into a Thursday night showdown, playoff implication sensation, and everybody wearing their version of blue. One team's hot, the other one's not, but both of them, they're both in the picture. It's the Lions. It's the Cowboys. The number, Detroit by 3.5. Dips.
Interesting matchup because the Cowboys are one of the few teams on the schedule that has a better offense than Detroit. And that's what the advanced analytics will tell you. EPA expected points added. The Dallas Cowboy offense is top five in the NFL. Now their defense is terrible. Detroit's offense, better than average. Their defense is quite mediocre. But the big thing for me, 2 points here, Mark. One, Detroit's home field advantage has been mostly muted this year. They're 4-2 at home, and the other big piece, no Amon-Ra St. Brown. They're already without their tight end, Laporta. So this offense that's been so good and so potent is a little bit more muted based on injury and the fact that, you know, they have not been that dominant at home. So you give me 3.5 for a team who loves the carpet, I'm taking it. The pick is Dallas and 3.5. And I've been hot on Thursday night this year, too.
First thing I want to say is that I picked the pick. I'm holding it up to you, Tom. Second thing I want to say is... Hey!
Where's Lucas?
Hey!
You better fade that, mother jumper.
Now I want y'all fade with me. The Lions are winning this game tonight.
Fine.
The Lions are
Will they cover the 3.5?
Yes, they will.
Like, okay, you have them on the money line, tough guy.
No. The Lions are going to win this.
Fade.
They're going to win this sucker by a touchdown.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
We'll find out who's right and who's wrong.
Yeah, I've been right more often than I've been wrong this year.
Yeah, but you've been wrong some, and tonight's one of those nights.
Disagree.
No. Okay. You can disagree all you want. Last time I faded this hard on a Thursday night, we were sitting in the middle of Jack's restaurant and bar.
Fade.
And an entire crowd of people were fading you on a Bronco Raider game.
It came at me. Jahmyr Gibbs in your face tonight in the fantasy matchup.
Well, I hope not. Well, I don't care about you. I'm going against him.
Let's cut that.
No, you're already
in. Let's go
ahead
and cut that.
You're in. I'm not worried about you.
I don't care about you.
I'm not worried about you. Well...
I'm out.
There is a lot of evidence.
Warriors Live.
Anyways, Warriors. That's true. Warriors Live is next, and we're also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Warriors Live. You're right. I'm looking at it. Warriors Live.
You're right.
Yeah. Warriors Live is next on Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.